All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie. He will join us tomorrow as we do the Sunday show together. But today, the Giants have made some moves, and who do I talk to first right off the bat is my buddy Mark Sanchez, who you can read his work on KNBR.com. Let's welcome in Mark this morning. How are you today, Mark?
Doing good. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, sir. And right off the bat, we have news from the Giants, and I just saw you post it on Twitter, so I'm going to let you bring up all the news.
What a prompt. Appreciate that. Alex Dickerson is going on the paternity list, which I think we all knew was coming at some point. So very exciting news for him and for his wife. But this will be their first child. Less exciting news for the Giants as a whole, I think, because they're going to be awfully thin in the outfield, especially after losing Yastrzemski for a little while at least. So they'll be piecing together an outfield from here on in, I think. But they recalled Daniel Robertson, who is by nature an infielder, but has played some corner outfield in the past, and I suspect they'll ask him to do some of that. I also wouldn't be surprised if we saw Brandon Belt playing some left field the next couple of days as they try to figure out ways to reconfigure that outfield. And otherwise, they optioned Andrew Suarez back down a day after he threw a couple good innings and recalled Wandy Peralta. So it's very much shuffling chairs in that bullpen right now.
It sure is, Mark. And I tell you what, you hit it right on the head. The outfield is thin, of course, with Yastrzemski day-to-day and now Dickerson gone. Both guys were hitting hell out of the ball. Of course, Dickerson coming into last night's game was 20 for 46. And, of course, he took an 0 for 3. So now what's next? Are we going to see Duggar possible? Are we going to see Bisabi play a little bit more? And as you said, maybe we will see Brandon Belt out there.
Yeah, they have very few options at this point. You know, you got to go DeBone in center pretty much every day and just ride him out because you have no other, I mean, other than Bisabi, who you don't really trust at the plate, you have no other option in center field. You're going to have to play Darren Ruff against lefties and righties, which they have not done against righties this year, but they just don't have another option at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some Duggar coming up. I was a little bit surprised that Robertson got the call up before him, and maybe that means that they liked Robertson's bat a little bit more than Duggar's, which I think we knew that was the case. But the fact that Duggar's a lefty, you know, they've been looking for a lefty bat really all season, and they must really not have a whole lot of faith in his bat right now. So I think you're going to see some Robertson maybe in right field or left field, possibly today, probably tomorrow. And, you know, if you could put Belt in left field and you get Flores at first and Solano at second, it's not the best outfield or best fielding configuration, but if they're trying to squeeze in, you know, every power bat that they can, that might be an option in the next couple of days.
You know, Mark, one of the things that I saw a little bit yesterday, and that was Evan Longoria get drilled in the leg in that Seattle series, but, you know, he just didn't swing the bat yesterday like he did the other day. You know, his home numbers, when you look at the splits of hitting at Oracle Park and on the road, are just drastic. He just didn't swing yet. I mean, he took three pitches, and really the swings weren't even swing and misses on all three of them against Bassett. Do you think there could be possibly a small injury there? Why they put Robertson in there too?
That's a good thought, and there is a lingering injury there that you know, the oblique issue that that Longoria was dealing with at the beginning of the year, that hasn't really gone away, and those tend to linger. As you know, talk to Alex Dickerson about that. He knows all about it. And he has said, you know, he's probably not going to be healthy, or at least 100% healthy all year. But they don't really have another option because he plays a very good third base. He, as much as he's been slumping a little bit this month, he is still their best option at third base and a pretty nice bounce back bat for them this year. But they don't really have anywhere else they can go. And maybe Robertson is in there and both as a left field option, and maybe you get Longoria off his feet in the seventh or eighth inning if they're winning or something, because I do think that they'd love to save his legs and rest him as much as they can, you know, in these 13 games and 12-day stretch. But I don't think that you can really take him out of the lineup, at least to start right now.
You know, as an ex-pitcher, Gausman always concerns me when I hear elbow problems, when I hear soreness or inflammation. I had it through my career. It just doesn't go away. And I'm looking at him today coming into this game, and I just worry how many innings he's going to be able to throw, how many throws, how many pitches is he going to be able to, you know, put out there at full max. Do you see this as a possibility of going to this bullpen quick again? And the answer that I'm going to, or the question I'm going to ask you, is maybe we see Anderson back in there, Tyler Anderson, because this was been his second day, the second day after a start, and he only threw a couple innings. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think that's a good reading of it, and I think that's a strong possibility. Mm-hmm. The last 3 days, the Giants starters have gone a total of 9 innings. That's going to really tax, you know, a bullpen that they keep shuffling because they need as many fresh arms as they can. And even as they shuffle, the bullpen is still pretty shallow and pretty worn right now. A lot of guys on fumes. Meanwhile, Tyler Anderson is not on fumes, or at least
physically,
right? Through his own actions, at least he is as fresh as you're going to find back there. And when you've got a starting rotation that has not had any of the length recently, and Webb was upset about it yesterday because he couldn't save the bullpen on a day that he really needed to. I do think that, you know, any sign of trouble from Gausman, because you don't really know what you're going to get from him today. I think Tyler Anderson will be pretty strongly in the mix, you know, third or fourth inning if Gausman's struggling.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez checking in today on a Saturday morning. One of the things the Giants have cleaned up are their errors. They had 21 errors in their first 18 games, and it was just really, really bad. Since August 11th, they've had 15 errors, really cleaned it up. The mental errors are still there. Dubon missing the cutoff man yesterday was just so bad with Solano trying to throw to second base. These things are growing pains, but when you're going down to the last 10 games, these are mental errors that cannot happen. Tell me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And it's tough with a guy like Dubon because, you know, he's still learning a new position, and as well as he's played it, and I think he's been a league average player in center, which is impressive for a guy who's not a center fielder. You sort of chalk those errors up to, okay, it's a learning experience. The learning experiences are not quite as easy to stomach when you're in a playoff race. So they need to really be on top of it at all times. I do think that the fielding has really solidified in the last month or so. And that really happened when, first of all, Dubon proved that he could be an everyday center fielder, which allowed them to play Brandon Crawford every day at shortstop. And he started hitting lefties too, so he no longer was a platoon guy. And that really calmed everything down around them. And, you know, with Longoria able to play third base every day, you no longer saw Solano or Flores at third, both of which were games the Giants didn't want to see again. So I do think that defense has really gotten better as the year has gone on. They've figured out the roles and how everyone is best used. But there are just inexperience issues that are going to come with Dubon, and Solano has to know he throws that ball to first base yesterday. That was bad. But I do think as a whole, they've really improved as the season's gone on.
Not an issue there. I think their defense has really come together. The mental errors always shine because they always get exemplified. Now, everybody looks at a mental error, and you saw how the camera went right into Dubon, into the dugout, and the coach was right there saying, no, you got to hit this. And those are all learning curves. And as you said, Dubon being a rookie center fielder, he's learning all this. And he's made some really, really positive advances playing center field. The ball's off the fence, some of the dives he's made. Those are all things that are great with Dubon. What do you think about Dubon as a rookie learning all this? And we just talked about the mental errors. What about his running the bases? What about different things like that? Do you think these things are all going to come in play as he keeps playing more?
Yeah. I mean, we saw him try to take second the other day on what should have been a single. Instead, yeah, he was thrown out at second where he didn't even slide. He was that sort of caught up on the play. That's an issue. And, you know, with young guys, with exuberant, happy you know, really eager to play guys. These things are going to happen. And on the one hand, I think it's really fun as a fan to watch when it works out and when they take the extra base and it looks like the hustle is shining through. And those are really nice qualities to have for really any player, but especially a young guy who's trying to prove himself. But Dubon just sort of has to know when he needs to settle down and has to be smarter than he has. And those are just things that come with time and come with coaching. And the Giants pride themselves on coaching in a way that I'm not sure any team prides themselves on coaching. They really need to get him as many reps as he can and as they can to sort of show him every situation and for have him be ready for any situation. And for the most part, he's done well. And you know, at the beginning of the year, he was really struggling with his bat, and that became a learning curve, and he tweaked his swing, and now he's, you know, batting 280 and getting on base and drawing more walks. He has played a much better center field the more time he's been out there. You know, he's improved in a lot of ways. It's just, you're right, the mental errors, the not knowing what base to throw to or trying to take the extra base when he shouldn't, those shine through because those are just really correctable. And you just hope that it doesn't bite them again in the final week.
The voice you hear is Mark Sanchez. You can read his work on knbr.com. A person that they, a pitcher they added to the taxi squad, Camilo Duvall, 6'2", 180 pounds, high 90 fastball, slings the ball, deceptive. These are all things I'm reading off of MILB's scouting report on him. Do we get to see him this year? That's going to be the question I ask you.
You know, I didn't think so, and then they added him to the taxi squad, which means he's at the very least an option. That, you know, especially with as many arms as they've that are on fumes in their bullpen, the fact that they added him instead of, you know, a guy like Reyes Maranta, another guy back there who you figure you're going to see by the end of the year, that really opened my eyes. And I think it says, yeah, that he's a real option for them. And I do think at this point that we'll see him at some point. He's a fascinating guy. You know, he throws high 90s. His cutter is from all reports, electric. He struck out pretty much everyone in the minor leagues last year. And he is sort of your classic filthy stuff, no control guy, at least that he was last year. I remember talking with Farhan Zaidi maybe a month ago about him, and Farhan said, "I don't think anything he throws goes straight," which is about as big a compliment as you're going to get from him for a young pitcher. I don't think that many of us have actually seen him in person because he's been in Sacramento, and before that he was low minors guy. So how that control has really panned out, we're going to see. But the stuff, at least from reports, is really electric, and it'll be fun if we get to see him this year.
Yeah, I watched a video of him, Mark, and I was just like, wow, he throws like at 10 o'clock sometimes, you know, when you look at an arm angle of it, and I'm just like, geez, he's throwing way over there, throwing 98, 99, and he's got the cutter, and he's got the hard slider, and it just was the scouting report says, legitimate closer, but he has no control, and I'm like, that's not good. Look out, you know, and we happened to see that on Coonrad when he hit Moore the other day. Woo, that was scary. One of the names you mentioned is somebody that I wanted to ask you about was Reyes Maranta. Of course, Reyes threw, you know, the inter-squad games or what they call down in the Sacramento games. Tell us a little bit more what you've learned, and are we going to see Reyes Maranta in the last 10 games?
I'd be surprised if we don't. That they've really built him up and created him as an option this year. I don't think that they would have done that if they were just not going to call him up for the last week or last couple games. You know, he's coming off a pretty serious shoulder surgery, and shoulders are notoriously more difficult to handle than even elbow injuries. But from all reports, he's looked good. He's throwing 95, which is not, you know, the 98 that we've seen in the past, but that still plays in the majors. His slider has come around. He's, I think, you know, they've really needed a strong righty option at the back of their bullpen. They've needed that all year because they did not have it with Gott. They've been trying to find it with Coonrod, and he's been hit or miss. Tyler Rogers is really the only righty that they have back there that they can rely upon, and he's not your traditional righty, obviously. Reyes Maranta, if he comes up and can be, you know, the the guy that he was, that's an enormous, enormous addition for this team. Now, he does not have exactly the velocity that he had when he went down, but yeah, it's an awfully intriguing option if when he comes up.
It sure is, and he adds spark. Giant fans loved him, and we've seen how he works when he was healthy, and to come back from a shoulder injury and to get him back up here on the mound would be a positive in his mind as well as a positive for the Giants moving forward. Mark, once again, thank you so much for your time this morning. We will again talk to you tomorrow when Marty's back, and have a great day, and we're just going to have to play it out and see what the Giants can do against the A's today.
It'll be fun. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Mark, have a good day. Mark Sanchez from KNBR.com. You can read his work there. And we're going to move on here on Talkin' Baseball. Bill Lasky in for Marty Lurie. So we'll be right back on KNBR, the sports leader.